990 AM WEEB. Welcome back to the most listened to program in all of the Sand Hills. It's time once again for Mornings with the Leader Man. I am Steve Leader Adams along with John Zumwalt this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve, and hello, everybody.
Don't forget, we're being heard around the world on a live audio stream. That's available from our website at talk973.com or talk1041.com or weeb990.com. Top right-hand corner of every page has the icon that says On the Air, Listen Live. Click that once you're listening that quick. Weather for us today here in the Sand Hills area. Well, it's going to be... Come on, Windows. On the hot, muggy side, what can I say? Look for things to be mostly sunny today. I am 96. Oh, boy, on that one. Then tonight, clear skies, low of 72. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 93. Heat index around 98. Friday, partly cloudy. Isolated showers, thunderstorms. At a high near 90, 50-50 shot of getting wet. Sunday, things start to trim back very much, and the humidity cooperates a little bit. Partly cloudy, 83 Sunday, and partly cloudy, 86 Monday, 86 Tuesday. And then we get back into some more wet stuff. Right now around the Sand Hills, winds are calm. Pressure 30.01, dew point 72. Humidity 84%. It's sunny and 77 degrees currently here at Talks 97.3, 104.1 FM and 990 AM WEEB.
In case you didn't know, tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by.
Write this down. That's a guy just pours out one hit after another in the country world. I don't think he's had a flop. Probably has, but I don't know what it's called if he did.
Well, one of his flops would probably be a what most people would consider not a flop.
Yeah. All right. 8:37, 37 past the hour. Let's see. Since it's National Read a Book Day, here's comedian Brian Regan on reading to your kids.
You're supposed to read to your kids, even when they're babies, so I've always done that. I don't know who's writing books for babies, but I want a piece of that financial pie. I put my daughter on my lap with this big cardboard book, The Clock. The Big Clock. Talk. The end. $12. And there's a synopsis on the back that is longer than the actual book, and I'm not exaggerating. Sit down with your children and you will delight as you read about the adventures of the ticking clock. Sometimes it goes tick, and sometimes it goes talk. which just goes to show you, you never can be too sure in life, because sometimes things are one way, but they are about to change. Are you talking about this book? You can't possibly be talking about this book. Must have missed the subtext.
Steve, that guy's name is Brian Regan, and you would not know it from that little bit, but he is one of the funniest men in America. His brother's a comedian, too, but what makes them both unique is that they...
Where did I know that name from?
Well, Regan? Brian? Yeah. Well, they're amazing comedians, and Brian Regan, you will never hear a curse word coming out of his mouth, not an off-color joke of any kind. He is absolutely hilarious. If you're ever feeling bad and you think there's no way I could possibly smile today, do a YouTube search of Brian Regan. And I promise you, you'll laugh. And if you don't, come down to WEEB and see Steve, and he'll give you a $100 bill.
All right. Well, Joe Biden showed yesterday just how out of it he is. A helicopter pilot named Larry Taylor received the Medal of Honor for a daring rescue in Vietnam that saved four men. He picked them up on his helicopter, and they clung to the outside as he flew away because there just wasn't any room inside. Here's President Biden giving the Medal of Honor to Larry Taylor. Now, what happened here was he put the Medal of Honor on him, and then, not knowing where to go, he walks out. And you see Taylor standing there looking like, this guy just screwed up the biggest moment of my life. And so then the preacher stepped in and said, let's do the benediction. And that was it then. But Biden just like, okay, I'm done here. Bye. Here's how I went.
He refused to give up, refused to leave a fellow American behind, refused to put his own life above the lives of others in need. When duty called, Larry did everything to answer. And because of that, he rewrote the fate of four families for generations to come.
Wow. Such insight there from our commander-in-chief.
He just walked off?
And he walked off.
He turns into a Roomba. He just leaves, just goes.
He pinned a medal on and...
Oh, that's terrible.
See ya. And you can see it on the recipient's face, like, what the hell? What's going on? Did he just walk out in the middle of this thing? Yes. But we'll baby him and get him covered somehow.
The Medal of Honor was just such an amazing... thing to receive, and it still is in my mind. Anyone who gets it, and then the ceremony behind it. Steve, this gives me a chance to say something I kind of wanted to say. As you know, I had a guest scheduled. She was she called me a little bit later and said she couldn't make it, and so I didn't have anything prepared other than that. But I do want to take an opportunity here, since we're talking about the Medal of Honor, and I'm a little bit worried. I normally am not, but I'm a little bit worried about saying this, because I don't have any notes for it, but I want to give it a shot anyway, because it's something that I really do believe. I think that, for one thing, let me start by saying that Moore County is a place that honors our veterans. I know that a lot of us came back from Vietnam in the 60s, and we were treated horribly. Look, Moore County has, and then America, has so made up for that. You guys have treated us wonderfully. I don't know how a veteran could be any more accepted than they are in Moore County. All the programs, our commissioners treat us just absolutely with, and I shouldn't say us, treat our veterans with just amazing, amazing, amazing respect and honor, and all the people who talk to us, and I am so happy to see how our veterans are treated, especially when I see the ones who were so suffering from obvious physical wounds, and those I know who are suffering from psychological and mental wounds. And of course, we know that we lose 22 a day to suicide. And of course, those of us who know some of these 22, it's a constant stab in the very deepest part of our hearts and our souls to lose these friends and see the hurt and then to see their families out and about and know that they will never, ever, ever, ever get over this. But what I wanted to say was thank you to Moore County, but there's more to that than this, rather. I watched an old movie last night. Steve, you may be familiar with it. It's called Midway, and it had a lot of old actors in it.
Believe it or not, I watched it two nights ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
And it kind of stood up pretty well for an old movie like that. Most of them don't. And here's what it made me think of. It reminded me that in all the wars we've had, and we've had an amazing amount of wars, all the way from the American Revolution until just our most recent ones, and we still have probably somewhere right now, we've got some special ops soldiers getting on a helicopter, getting ready to go do something that we don't know about. People are putting their lives on the line and are dying for this country. And I tell you, when you watch those guys in that movie, Steve, and it couldn't even begin, especially for an older movie, you couldn't even begin to understand, I couldn't, that these guys were flying straight into the, without any doubt almost, death. But they were willing to do it because that's what it was going to take to save not just America, but the world, and not just the world, but their buddy next to them, the guy sitting next to them.
And well, they were flying in there when they got to the point where they're past the halfway point in their fuel. They kept on flying knowing they wouldn't have enough fuel to get back.
Just such unbelievable sacrifice. And it just hit me that men have been doing this in wars. I'm talking World War I, World War II, before that. And, of course, women have been providing heroics for us in the more recent times. But here, again, that's not even my point. My point is not the amazing amount that men and women do for us. I want to talk about their families for a minute. Their families. I don't know. You know, we've all lost family members, not to war necessarily. We've all lost mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and daughters and sons and aunts and uncles and cousins and dear friends. All of us, everyone. And, of course, many in this area have lost people who have gone to war. They've watched them leave for war. Their worst fears were dreamed about every night. I don't know of any mother or father who probably has ever slept a night through knowing their child, and it was their child, is at war. And many would receive that knock in the middle of the night, that notification that I'm very sorry, you've lost your child. You've given your child up for this great nation. You won't be seeing your child again. That doesn't go away. That doesn't go away because someone handed you a flag and they had a beautiful funeral. That's a nightmare that you'll never, ever recover from because you imagine all the ways your precious child could have died and all the things could have gone wrong. So that's another sacrifice that we've made. But that's not what I want to talk about either. The sacrifice of the families, the sacrifice of the soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines and Coast Guard. And never forget our Coast Guard, the ones that do such magnificent things for us every single day. But I want to talk about the people that they do it for. I want to talk about us. I want to talk about my main thrust of this is us. And I'll tell you what made me think of this. I couldn't be the only one in America. I could not be the only person in Moore County for sure who just kind of had it, who's just kind of fed up with the spoiled, rotten brats of all ages, from the age of 4 or 5 on up to way past my age even, the ones who just do not appreciate what these men and women have done for them all these centuries and all these decades since we've been alive, who don't know that when they walk into a grocery store and they're complaining because they didn't get a parking space that was close enough to them, they're walking right by a mother who's lost her son or their daughter in combat. They don't know that they're going to be going home, this person may be going home, to feed a veteran who can't take care of themselves and who certainly doesn't have the money to be able to hire someone to come in. When they gripe about they couldn't park their car, and I don't care if your car is a Lexus or an old on its last legs beat-up old Toyota of some sort. Doesn't matter to me. If you're ungrateful, you're ungrateful. You should be delighted. You should be happy. You should be getting on your knees and thanking our good Lord every single day that you were blessed enough to somehow or another end up in America. America, a place where men and women were willing to get up out of bed and go to almost certain death for you so that you could indeed have cheaper gasoline and better food and a decent house to live in. And you know what else you can do? You can turn me off on this radio right now. You can shut me down. But you know what I have the right to do? I have the right to, as long as the owner of this station won't let me, my voice can go out. And no government agency, at least not yet, will kick this door down and come in and shut us down. So we are blessed. We are blessed. We are dearly, deeply blessed to live in America. And my challenge is not for you to run out and join the military. My challenge is for you to start shutting people down politely when you hear them complaining about, well, they don't have the kind of oranges that I like in their grocery store. I'll never come here again. Or, as we talked about this morning, just let someone in the traffic circle. What does it hurt you? It's not an enemy fighter who's got his sights on you and wants to shoot you down. It's a fellow American. It's someone who loves his country as much as you. Don't be a jerk. Just let them in. And if you have to speed up a little bit to get out of their way, do it. You don't have to threaten to kill them. We're all in this together. Now, that finally does bring me to my point. Do you realize how close we are to losing everything? Do you really ever even think about it? We've got a man that's in charge of us who has no integrity. He is borderline, I don't want to use a word that's going to be insensitive to folks who do not have all their mental faculties about them, but we all know he doesn't. Do you realize this man could send us off to war, and it's dangerously close to us going to war because we've done things like a cowardly withdrawal from Afghanistan and we are no longer respected by the world? We're seeing North Korea talking with China. We're seeing China and Russia coming together. We're seeing all kinds of horrible things happening, allies, unholy allies that were not present during Trump. And do you realize, let's just pretend for just a second that every single one of you hate Donald Trump's guts. Pretend you do. Do you realize what we're doing here? Do you understand that we are a first world country, and we are about to lock up in prison the leading contender against the ruling class president? That is amazingly dangerous. We should not allow that to happen, ever, under any circumstances. I would say it if it were switched. We do not operate like this. It's a terrible thing that we're about to do, and we've got to stop it. But when I say stop it, we've got to stop it legally. I'm not calling for arms here. I'm not calling for anything illegal constitutionally. We've got to have our congressmen, our senators, our citizens speak up and say enough, enough. And this business of, well, I hate Trump's guts. I don't care what they do to him. Do you care what they do to the Constitution? Do you care that they trample it? You may not care they trample Donald Trump, but I'm hoping that you do care that they rip the Constitution from its resting place and stomp on it and burn it, because that's what's happening. So all of that little rant to say this. We live in the best county, I believe, the best state, the best country you could ever live in. I don't know how I was so blessed to be here, but you were just as blessed as I am to be here. Many of you have made much greater sacrifices than I ever made, and God bless you for it. And I hope that you will that you'll not forget that, and we'll start remembering it in spite of what the leftists out there are telling us, in spite of what all the problems that they are telling us that we have here among all of our local politicians and our state and national. Our local politics leave a little something to be desired. But you know what? we've got them under control again. And if we would just start working together, and you'll see that we have some of the best and most kind-hearted and the most courageous and loving and caring people in our school board. Yes, yes, our school board, and in our commissioners, and many, many of our town councils. And by the way, I'll close out by saying this to you, Steve. I hope folks will listen this Sunday at 1 o'clock on the John and Maureen Show. We'll have the chairman and the vice chairman of the school board on our show, and we'll be talking about some of the things they're doing. And it's not quite as egregious as it would you might think from past actions and from what the leftists would have you to believe. So I hope you'll tune in. But meanwhile, that was... I hope you'll start loving this country as much as I do. I know that most of you do, and I'll end by saying God bless America. I guess we're going more sound bites.
Well, I was watching a man address the school board yesterday because they were talking about mask mandates again, and they put a 3-minute time limit on everyone who wanted to speak. And the man walks up, he says, you know, I can't find a thing in this Constitution that says, number one, Bill of Rights is limited by 3 minutes. Which I thought was pretty good. But you're exactly right, John. We're going to either lose this country or we're going to save it this go round, because the Democrats have figured it out. You can't beat their competition, throw them in jail. And get all the little Adam Schiff face is out there. And what's the other guy's name? One that was having the affair with Ching Ching or whatever her name was.
I can't think of his name, but I know who you mean. And so do most people. And
yeah, I'm drawing a blank right now, but that's the early morning stuff. But... Eric Storwalt, that's it. These clowns sit there and deliberately distort the truth, but play it off as the truth, and they make it sound like, all we got to do is invoke the 14th Amendment, and he'll be gone. We'll take care of him. You know, let's go after Eric, find out how much of his secrets he gave away in the bed when he was sleeping with a spy. You know, how much judgment does he have? And why in the hell do his constituents keep sending him back? Anybody's got that poor judgment, why in the world would you have him even pick up your trash? It's ridiculous. You got to put people in there that actually care about America and quit playing these damn games. But we're going to have some more played on us, and I don't think we've seen the best of it yet. But we'll see. You got judges who don't care about the government. They'll interfere with Donald Trump as much as they can, and not think twice about it. In fact, they'll pat themselves on the back as a hero. Mm-hmm. They'll be wanting a medal for it. But got 1 minute. You want it?
You know what? I'll yield my time to you, Senator.
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time. But anyway, from John Edwards to with all his lies about his little love child on the sides, which after the election and he lost, well, all of a sudden, yeah, there was the love child. Yeah, it really was real. But not if you talk to the Democrats like John Kerry, who was the presidential nomination. And now that little two-faced son of a bitch that thinks he knows everything about oil and how it's destroying the world. It ain't touching the world. It ain't touching it. If you put enough plants out there, it will bury any CO2 back in the ground. We got means of getting rid of it, and it's very simple. Throw out some damn grass seed, and you can get rid of it, because guess what? Plants have to have it to live. All right, well, so it goes for this Wednesday. Have yourself a great, safe day. We'll see you back bright and early tomorrow, 7 to 9, for a Thumping Thursday. Until then, be sure to support all the mom and pop businesses you hear on our radio, because they're the backbone of our economy here in Moore County. Your money will stay here roll over, and create jobs. And that's what we need, is that solid core to keep recession away from us. Other areas of the country, they won't be able to avoid it. Some areas will. But we won't be to be one of those areas that will. And then we need you to join in by advertising locally and doing so right here, because guess what? We will add, I can't tell you how many times a client came back to me and said that it worked so well, we couldn't boot them off if we tried to. So find out, give us a call, we'll tell you how it works, and you too can prosper. All right, that's it for me, the leader man, and Nick and Colt the dog. We'll all see you at 2 this afternoon at the dog park.
When I come back, you'd better be...